I told you that the podcast is going to be gone for a while, and it is because I was finishing the deep dive, and it was just moving too slow for me. The whole process was taking too long, and I couldn't do it anymore. I needed to finish it to get rid of it already, and the fucking video turned out to be 4 hours long, and did not expect that to happen. I think it's because I decided to talk about the show and about the graphic novel. It's about Witch, by the way. If you are a person who found me through Spotify or something, I was gone because I was working on a YouTube video that was literally sucking the soul out of me. But now I'm back, and today I'm here with Bisistant
Kurasai.
Hi.
So we're gonna talk about something that I called, well, you're just saying anything at this point,
yeah.
Topic, which is basically grievances about online discourse and how it spills, like this brain rot is spilling into the streets. And
IRL. It's yeah. Spilling into the IRL.
Literally. And the reason why I even noticed this shit was, well, I mean, I've noticed it before, of course, but I wrote it down a while ago because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, like months ago. And it was because of Brittany Broski and her podcast episode where she was talking about the Hunger Games, and she pissed a lot of people off. I saw that episode. I know that a lot of people were already pissed at Brittany because of the whole Palestine situation.
Wait, what? Sorry, I did not hear about this. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Well, when the Palestine conflict happened, and you know, like, she already made videos or like posts before where she said that if you have a following online, it's like your responsibility to say something, to do this, to do that, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when this conflict happened, she did not say anything for months, and like it kept on escalating, and everyone was kind of already said something, and she didn't say anything. And then a video off of her close friends got leaked.
Oh.
Where she was like basically saying this whole situation with like Palestine, like, I don't understand why people want me to speak on that, like all of that. And it's basically pissed people off because I think it pissed them off more because she was saying that it's her responsibility, or
right,
not
right,
her
right.
responsibility, but like people who have a following.
Okay. I see.
So it kind of was like hypocritical, I guess.
Yeah,
and all
it's
that.
Not, it's not about her not saying anything, but more so because she advocated that people with platforms
yeah.
should say something, and she herself with a platform did not
yeah.
say anything.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
And it was like a really big deal. Like a lot of people got pissed. She made an apology video, but it did not go over well. And honestly, the thing is, I kind of, since my views are a lot more leftist than hers, I kind of just kind of made my peace that if I want some entertainment, I sometimes can watch a video or something, but I'm not like, I know for a fact that she's from a military family, from an American military family. She traveled the world because like she went to places where America has like military bases,
yeah, like,
and stuff like
yeah.
that. And I just, all of this is already like really foreign to me as like a concept, because I don't know, my family has always been far away from army shit. I have an uncle who's like, who worked for like military and whatever, and I do not like him, and we don't get along.
Oh,
and that's about
gosh,
it.
Yeah, same.
Like I don't fuck with military. I not because like it's a complicated issue, of
no,
course.
We just don't.
But I just don't like being around men who are given license to kill.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
Yeah,
you know?
Policemen, actually just men in general.
just men in general.
No offense to you guys, but at the same time, honestly, if you want to take offense, I think it's fair, because I am going to continue to be mean.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking, the only thing that makes the nighttime scary is men.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was just like a thought.
Literally. Mayhaps coyotes sometimes.
Mayhaps.
And for you,
perchance.
Maybe crows.
Yeah. But you know what? They're not attacking. If they were to attack me, it's not malicious. But if a man were to attack me at night, come on, it's malicious.
It's
like,
malicious.
They have like selfish intent. Animals are just trying to protect themselves.
Yeah, or eat.
Or eat.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let them eat. Purr. Period. Purr.
Anyway, so the thing is, with this particular thing, this came basically maybe a few weeks after. So the iron was still hot. Okay.
And you know what? What a great way to start off this podcast. Because think about it. When she put out that tweet that was like, or what was it? A tweet or a video, a statement, whatever the fuck her statement was about being like, you gotta speak up if you got a platform. Mm. But doesn't, that's just saying anything at this point. Like, prime example of we'll now just say jack shit. Like, we'll say anything at this
genuinely
point.
Genuinely. I mean, it is kind of like, I don't think that she's, I don't know her, of course, but I don't think that she's like the worst person in the world or something like that. Sure. I know that there's a lot of people who are so, like, they have so much vitriol towards her to the point where it's like, well, you know what? Maybe focus on people who are literally in politics and affect us than this girl, because I understand criticizing her. I do criticize her, to be fair, but I am more concerned about people who are not comedians, who are actually in office or who are rich as fuck and should be guillotined. You know, those people are more concerning to me than fucking Brittany Broski. No offense. Yeah, so I'm not like, I don't have a lot of like negative feelings or something like that towards her, how some people do. Because like, I think that a lot of people on Twitter, like, sometimes they just like take it and run with it. And I understand criticizing her. I do. Mm-hmm. But let me actually get to the tweet that was like, that made me think of this topic. So Brittany made a podcast about Hunger Games, and she was talking about Rachel Zegler and what is his name? Tom Blythe. And it was like a whole thing where she basically was like, this character, Lucy Gray, she's like too girl boss, which I thought was kind of a very incorrect assessment of a character, in my opinion, because I do not see anything girl bossy about her. She actually avoids combat the entire time because she doesn't actually know how to fight or how to do anything offensive, like how Katniss did.
Yeah.
Because Katniss is more of a girl boss.
Yeah.
Even though I still don't think that you should be talking about her like that, because I don't think that she's a one-dimensional character enough to call her girl boss, you know? Mm-hmm. But with Lucy Gray, she definitely isn't at all. I don't think that there's anything like that about her. And when it's like, oh, why is she singing? Or why does she keep on like acting like nothing bad is happening? Or no, she is acting like something bad is happening. But she also knows that no one's going to give her money or sponsor her in the arena if she is just like a snotty mess.
Yeah. Like if she...
They don't have empathy for her.
Yeah, she's got to do something.
Yeah, she's got to do something. And Corio was right. They want a show, so she puts on a show.
Yeah, if I were in the Hunger Games, I would be doing the exact same thing.
I would be treating it like a fucking a Big Brother house or whatever it's called. Brother? What?
Big Brother?
Big Brother? Yeah, the show. The show where they're like in the house and like just talking shit.
Girl,
yeah,
you know me. I'd be performing out there.
Yeah,
because
you're out as if you're not getting the audience to sponsor you. So you need to, like, if you lie, you lie. And if you do something crazy, you do something crazy. But you cannot be nothing.
Yeah.
Because you'll definitely die immediately. But also at the same time, I don't think that I would want to live in that situation. I would want to get out of there as quickly as possible in terms of just, like, dying. I think that I would actually poison myself with that rat poison rather than poisoning everybody else. Because I'm like, girl, I'm not getting out of here. You all are a lot stronger than me, and honestly, fuck this world at this point. Like, I'd rather go and chill in the afterlife if it exists, and if it doesn't, well, good riddance. Like, what? Who cares? In any case, so she talked about Rachel and about Tom, and she basically said that, first of all, the character is too girl bossy, which is not true, and second of all, her criticism was that Rachel is too pretty, that she is distracting, and that she doesn't look like a normal person that would just be in the games. Which is like, girl, okay.
What you mean?
Coriolanus, these names, he is canonically hot. Mm-hmm. It is, like, constantly mentioned in the book, and this is the reason why he actually gets away with so much and why so many people find him charming and endearing. Pretty privileged to the max, because the boy is supposed to be hot. Like, it's kind of mentioned all the time. Mm-hmm. He keeps, like, even guys who are not interested in him at all call him pretty boy.
Womp womp.
Yeah. In any case, so tell me, would a narcissistic, crazy fucker like Koryo would he fall in love with the girl who's not hot as well? You know that he wouldn't. You know that he fucking wouldn't. That just wouldn't be fucking realistic. That just, be for real. Right? And also, I don't think that she actually takes you out of the experience. Like, I'm kind of, I don't know, I don't think that there's anything about her face that's too insta baddie or anything like that. She doesn't have any of those features.
Yeah, agreed. I feel like she was a great casting. I don't see anything that
great casting.
I don't think that anything, like, I don't see anything wrong with her.
I don't either. And like, I don't know, I just basically was kind of surprised that she was kind of saying that basically Rachel was too pretty to be in that movie, and it's like distracting or whatever. And then she goes on immediately to say that Tom is like hot as hell and she like loves him, and she goes to like thirst over him or whatever. And I am not like one of those people who's like, oh, she's constantly thirsting about like over people. And it's like, yeah, she is, but like, so are you, so are most of you people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of used to ignoring it because I'm kind of on the low end of interest in people in general, so I just kind of had to block it out my entire life, so it doesn't bother me about her. I actually think it's funny most of the time.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either.
However,
all fucking dehydrated.
Yeah, but in contrast, it was kind of annoying. I kind of got like, it kind of made me wince. I was like, oh, why would you criticize her for being hot but you say that it's great that he is? Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I did think that was weird. Now, listen, the first quote tweet I saw that actually made sense to me was like this girl saying the way it was her shitting on Lucy Gray's character, saying she's just a girl boss, Hollywoodized pretty girl, and then proceeding to rant about how hot Tom Blythe is for 45 minutes. Like, girl, she also based her takes from her friend that read the book, in quotations, right? And I was like, that's a fair criticism. The entire tweet is fine. Like, it is what it is. She mm-hmm. did say all that stuff. And then I go in the comments, or not comments, but like tweets that are under it, right? And I see someone saying, oh, what did she say? I'm not watching it. And the person who posted the first post before the quote tweet goes, gross takes. Basically being racist towards Rachel, sexualizing Koryo when he's 17. Like, do I have to go on? Yeah, I think you do. I think elaborate.
I think you need to explain that a little bit
elaborate
more.
Elaborate on that. When was she racist towards her? She was sexist.
But not racist.
She was one of the ist.
Yeah. She's got to be at least one ist.
She's definitely like one ist in that video.
Yeah, in that video. Let's clarify.
It's crazy that she did not notice that.
Mm-hmm.
That she's like being harsh on the girl and like praising the guy. It's crazy that she did not go like, oh wait, is that internalized misogyny talking? Like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Also, Koryo, when he's like 17, Koryo, not a real person. Not a real person.
Also, nowadays, like, as soon as you're not 17 and as soon as you're not like 19, you become like a 20-year-old, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after that, what are we supposed to do with books that we read? Not have like preferences of like which characters we like and which ones we don't and whatever, because the thing is, you don't actually, I mean, at least I don't, but I don't think of myself in that universe in my age if every other main character is younger. To be fair, I haven't read any books that were like YA books since I was a teen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, at the same time, I'm not going to judge someone who's reading it and they're like, think that one character is hot or something like that. I assume they're kind of imagining themselves as a 16-year-old self, not as an adult trying to date someone who's 17, right?
I mean, I fucking hope so.
Yeah. I don't think it makes any sense, especially since Tom Blythe, who she actually is thirsting over, is literally 28. Mm-hmm. The dude is pushing 30, okay? So, what you're going to tell me that... That's what the funniest thing is that right now, there's so much vitriol that people have over... people having crushes on celebrities or mm-hmm. on characters. And I think that honestly there are some people that need their fucking brains cleaned off of that, you know, from that bullshit, because especially like, you know, like there's some K-pop stands.
Like if you're sending
crazy.
A truck
right, if you're sending a truck, I think you need to think again.
Insert that clip.
Literally, this is a podcast, so I'm going to explain to you real quick. Karina from aespa literally I don't know who leaked that information, but she is dating someone, right? And immediately, SM, her management company, got a bunch of trucks with screens, like TV screens on them, that are massive, that are basically like billboards, sent to the management with messages like, "Is our love not enough for you? Break up with him immediately."
That's fucking insane.
The girl is like, I think she's 24 or 25. Mm-hmm. Even if she wouldn't have been, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But the girl is grown. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What? Are you okay?
I'm just saying. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So those people need like, they need a reality check. Yeah. They need somebody to, and usually it's like a bunch of incels too.
Yeah.
Or girls who are completely insane who are sending it to like the guys of the group or whatever. Yeah.
But if you're just like a normal internet citizen who has a little crush, like half the time I feel like people are just joking around about it. It's not too deep.
Dude, let's be for real. None of those people would have jobs if no one would have crushes on them.
Yeah. It's part of the gig. What, you don't want to be like? You don't want to be likable?
Yeah. Okay. No, when you're filming like a music video and you're supposed to be like cool and alluring in it, and then everyone goes, "Who gives a fuck?" Like,
yeah,
that means you're just not a good entertainer. Mm-hmm. It's part of the gig. But I'm not saying that you need to be available to people or something like that. That's fucking crazy. And I think that most of the time, whenever I like deal with people and I talk about it or whatever, and people talk about parasocial relationships and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, well, it would be a little strange if you didn't like people you're listening to on the regular.
Yeah,
I think. And maybe not crushes or whatever, right? But at least feeling like you could have been friends with them in real life. Mm-hmm. I think it would be weird if you were watching someone constantly and you were like, actually, I hate that bitch.
Yeah, like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just a little bit, like...
You fucking cross-watchers?
Really? Yeah. No, I just don't think that that's, like, possible, really. Yeah. And,
Dude, but it is. It's giving, what do you call it? Like, Zodiac... cross-watcher vibes. Like, yo, fuck Tauruses. I'm gonna watch a Taurus fucking tarot card reading and just tell them that they're shit in the comments. It's giving that energy, like,
so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But you know what, there's this character right from the game Astarion who got really really popular, and because of that his voice actor got really popular as well, and he had to release a statement
mm-hmm.
being like, guys, I'm uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Can you tone it down?
Okay. Damn.
Which is, listen, totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it turned into something crazy because people thought that what he meant is basically like, you can't find me hot or something like that. Or you can't like me, or you can't tweet about me, or anything like that. What I think that he meant, because like there was like an explanation from his friend and whatever, that they go to his lives where he's like talking to the audience and they right. start saying obscene shit in the comments, like the things that he reads, he's interacting
okay,
with you,
okay,
right? So this is what I think we all need to understand. Like if someone, for example, like has a crush on me, for example, they watch my videos, whatever, they think I'm cute, that doesn't bother me. What would bother me if they were to send me a nude, that would bother me a lot. Mm. By the way, I need to tell you about...
Yeah, you told me. I don't want to think about that. That's so troubling.
I want to tell them because it's so fucking crazy. I'm not going to tell who it was, but I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
In any case, And I think that, like, if you don't bother the person about it,
yeah,
what the fuck is the problem?
Yeah.
Okay, you buy posters of, like, Justin Bieber or whatever.
Yeah.
Does he give a fuck? Maybe a little bit because he gets money from it.
Simply, would you say that to their face?
They probably would. Some of them are crazy.
And if you would do that, clinically, you need help.
Yeah. Like, for example, like if you have a crush on someone in real life, right? Would you
right away be like, spin my mouth?
Yeah.
Or would you think twice?
If someone has a crush on you, some guy, like, you know when you don't have a crush on the person and they have a crush on you and they come up to you and they say something or whatever, something obscene, would you like that? Because those people who don't know you, they will never actually, like, they will never have a crush back on you.
Yeah.
So it would be weird even if you just came up to them and asked them on a date. It would be weird anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think that just think about, like, would I like if someone did that to me?
Should I tell my story? My crush story?
Yeah, which one?
Okay, I posted this, let me say, sexy hot photo, okay? I won't lie. Like, I knew what I was doing, okay? Like, it was a good photo. Some random I've never met before DM'd me and was like, hey, I have a crush on you. And I was like, the fuck? In my head, okay? Mm-hmm. I just let it roll out. Who doesn't like a little attention, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, if it's just a compliment, it's just a compliment.
Yeah, it's just a compliment.
Yeah.
But it did continue. It was very... Well, I was gooning around a little bit, I gotta admit. Like, I cannot not be funny. Like... Yeah. Why doesn't anyone want a funny girl? I mean, anyways, there was a point where I was just like, hey, like, that's really sweet, but you honestly just like the photo. You just have a you're saying you have a crush because you just saw that photo and you thought it was like hot, sexy, cute, and like
which
purr.
It is.
And purr, like, I accept that, boots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, no, I had a crush way before the photo. And I don't know if you, like, anyone in the audience, like, you probably know by now, the bi assistant is not an internet fiend. The bi assistant doesn't really exist in the internet world. Like, she's not really adept to this, okay? So I was just like, huh, how is that possible? Like, I don't have any selfies besides that one on my story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gone in, like, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never met you. I've never talked to you in my life. So I'm like, this is getting a little weird for you to start saying this. And then I just left him with me gay.
And he did not give a fuck. As they don't ever.
Yeah.
Do they ever? Do they ever? When you say me gay, do they ever listen?
Mm-hmm.
Weirdos.
Like, a compliment's a compliment. But once you start saying shit like, yeah, I've had a crush on you for a while now and have never met them. It's a little weird.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, for example... we like joke about Nicholas Galitzin, for example, right?
Yeah.
I probably, not to be rude, and I don't want to be rude about it, but I wouldn't give a fuck to say hello if we were in the same room or something.
Yeah, like, I would never harass him.
Not even harass, but, like, there's nothing if we don't have a reason to talk, because we need to work together, or because we're hanging out with, like, our friends or something, and I need to actually introduce myself,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason for me to go introduce myself to him. And I wouldn't do it. Not because, like, I mean, it's not like you can't do it. I'm not telling you that you can't do it. You can ask for pictures, whatever. It's just me personally, I have so little respect for any type of authority, any type of celebrity, any type of anything,
mm-hmm.
that unless there is a reason for us to talk, there's no way I'm talking to him. Because I'm making jokes about who, like, his image online, his image in the world, you
in
know,
industry,
like, not him.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
I know his image. I know what he allows to be out there.
Yeah. And that's a huge difference.
And it's a huge difference. And not only that, I just genuinely feel like, I think that maybe I've met, like, some people who I've seen for years on TV or something like that. And then when you talk to them, they have a different energy than what you expected them to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's bad energy per se. It's just different. And I feel like, I don't know, I just don't think that it would do anything for me. What would I need a picture with him for? What for? Like, genuinely. Not to be, like, weird about it. or like disrespectful, but like there's no reason for me to have it. I think that if you are the type of person who loves like mementos and like you really like things to like remember nights by or whatever the fuck, yeah, you would ask for a picture or something like that. Yeah. I'm just really, I don't take pictures even when I should be. Even though this is my job, I forget to take pictures. That's how bad it is. And it's not like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a big difference and people do not get it sometimes. Because I definitely, oh my God. Whoa. I definitely saw people like seeing Neil Newborn, who's like the guy who plays Astarion. Mm-hmm. Like someone would post a video just like with clips off him from like one of the shows that he was in like 10 years ago or something like that, just like to like a hot song or whatever. Yeah, it's like a thirst edit.
Yeah,
but it's like, it's not disrespectful, it's just like, look how hot he is.
Yeah,
okay. And like it doesn't affect him in any shape or form. It's, yeah, not like you fucking, like if you went and did like an AI porno with him, I would say he should sue you and put you in jail, to be fucking, yeah, honest. But when you just took clips from a show that he was in and you put it to like a song, mm-hmm, okay. And yeah, like I genuinely don't understand. I wouldn't give a fuck. I actually would maybe think that it was kind of, I would be like, ooh, she hot, if I saw myself being edited like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be like, oh my God, seething with rage.
Yeah.
But if someone thinks that they can harass me, that's when the conversation changes, right? Like if someone goes to your live and they start saying obscenities, mm-hmm, at you, or they're like, oh, do this or do that or whatever the fuck, it's like, okay, what do you think this is?
Yeah,
like that's fucking freaky.
That is,
that's why I'm like, why do you not, like it's so weird how everything gets out of control online, and now it's even in real life. I fucking, like that's the thing that I wanted to talk about too, how with my mom, I was literally like, she came over for a week or so, and I was like talking to her about whatever the fuck it was, honestly I don't remember, but the point was that she used a word that I thought immediately in my head, there's like a bunch of bells going off, there are like, ooh, this word makes it sound like maybe she could have meant this,
right,
as well, or, mm-hmm, this instead of that or whatever, and immediately I corrected her word, like her choice of words. And she goes, Lisa, you know how I feel about this issue in particular. Why would you assume, or like, why would you assume the worst of me?
Yeah.
Even though you know me in real life and you know my opinions on things, why would you assume that and correct me as if someone's gonna reprimand me for saying it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, honestly, why the fuck would I do that?
Yeah, it's like assuming someone's the villain.
Someone's the villain. No, you're always assuming the worst. But also, yeah, the thing is I didn't assume it. I didn't think that she actually meant it.
Yeah, you're just like...
But my mind, because it's my job to yap.
Yeah.
It's like my...
professional yapper.
I literally, every single day, my mind is like, would this sentence,
yeah, you're like,
be taken differently? Would someone clip it, or not even clip it, but like...
Just take it out of context. Just take it out.
Not, even if it's in context, would that... Like, could it be taken a different way? That's, mm-hmm, how fucked up my brain is right now, is that like I keep on... constantly reprimanding myself in my own brain,
yeah,
even though I know where my morals lie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nonsense, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's like the whole, not the whole, like the whole thing, but it's not like it's a thing. I think it's like a subconscious thing about like that we all are just taking things for face value now, like perchance. Inevitably.
Inevitably.
Where it's like, I think everybody does this to a certain degree of like micromanaging what they say, but like overthinking about whether or not people are gonna misconstrue what they say, even if like they know them really well.
That's the problem, I,
yeah,
think.
Yeah, but there's two things with that. One, if like I were to say something and you, for example, were to be like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, that was honestly derogatory, racist, sexist, whatever. And I'm like, why would you think of me in that way, Lisa? Like, I'd be, like, upset, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know me,
mm-hmm,
you know? But if I'm saying it, like, on the internet and people don't know me, I'm like, fine, okay. Like, you can dissect me and, you know, like, it makes more sense that they would come up with...
Mm-hmm.
come up with, like, I don't know, like a different association with what I said.
Or be suspicious.
Or be suspicious. But I think what's annoying about it is that people just want to assume the worst right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you don't have, like, already, if you don't have an image that is, like, suggesting that you're fucked up. It's like, dude, I wish you would just, like, take a moment, like, 2 seconds, just to think a little bit more critically about, especially you, because you're so fucking vocal about
everything.
So it's like,
and I'm trying not to be a dick about my views too.
Yeah,
I'm trying, and I'm not saying that I'm not failing sometimes.
Yeah. Like, for me, it's more just like, sometimes, like, when jokes are just taken way too seriously, and you know that person, or like, you've encountered their work, you know they don't stand for certain things, but just because they said it out in public, it's like, all of a sudden, that's law. Like, oh, she's like, or what do you, like, what is the term I'm trying to say? She's like advocating for something just because she said a funny joke in front of a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes a joke is just a joke.
Sometimes a joke is just a, yeah, but that's the thing, that some people, like some assholes, use it too against people, being like, it was just a joke. Okay, where was the punchline, you dumb whore? Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out the basic structure of a joke. You can't just say domestic violence exists.
Yeah, it has, like, to be an obvious.
What was his name? Like, that fucking constructor guy. The chomper.
Yeah, guy. Metal chewer.
You know who you mean. You know
the guy with the jaw.
Yeah.
The guy with the jaw.
He has, like, a very typical name, like Mike or something like that.
Yeah, he looks like he would just be chomping on that metal,
literally.
It's like, you, if it's like a well-structured joke, like, this person is like somebody who's just like crack funny, but you know they're intelligent, it's like, okay, it's a joke, you know.
Mm-hmm. But that's why, like, people, when you watch someone for a long time on YouTube and whatever, that's why we all have, like, comfort YouTubers or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's people who we know the morals of because we watch them for a long time, and when they joke, it's kind of like being with your friends, in a way of, like, you know those fuckers are not, like, racist secretly. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, if I'm not, if I'm a woman, I am a woman, like, if I'm watching somebody and I don't know whether they're sexist or not, I'm gonna be a little bit on edge. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not, like, registering it, I'm not as comfortable as when I'm watching someone I know 100% isn't sexist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's the same for everyone, whichever group they belong to and whichever groups they belong to. And I think that, honestly, it's one of those things where I get why some people can take it the wrong way, but sometimes I'm just like, just ask instead of jumping to conclusions immediately. I feel like it could hurt not even just the person themselves who you're like kind of assuming things about, but in general, I feel like we're getting to a point where we're policing ourselves to a ridiculous extent, where our language becomes warped. We keep on saying things like unalived and whatever, and I keep finding myself saying that in real life.
Yes.
Same. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I wouldn't say, like, oh, I would just kill myself for, like, such a long time, because I was like, people would just not take it as a joke. And it's like, I can joke about that because I have struggled mentally, and if I want to, I'm gonna fucking joke about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so strange because sometimes I joke about cancer and people jump on my throat so often in the comments, being like, don't joke about cancer. My aunt had it. And I'm like, I had it, whore. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm gonna say whatever I want about it, about my own experience, bitch. Okay.
But yeah, I mean,
that just pisses me so much, because so many people assume that I didn't have cancer, and I'm just sitting there joking about it for no reason.
Yeah,
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, let me just, like, fuck around with cancer patients.
Yeah, because they are notoriously living, like, too well. Mm-hmm. They're having too good of a time. We need to knock them down a peg. Like, seriously. Fucking so annoying. Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah, this actually, the reason why I even wanted to bring up this topic on an art podcast is because this is culture related, bitch. This is affecting us so harshly. Mm-hmm. Our language is changing, the way that we speak, linguistics are, like, adapting to whatever the fuck the algorithm is doing. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
it's really weird.
That spooks my gooks.
Yeah, literally. I don't know, man. It's just affecting art too, I feel like.
I think it's just affecting life. It feels like you can't just like go about your day without being anxious that you might be making a mistake. I don't know how to describe that feeling, but like anything you do or say just feels so, it's like panopticon shit, you know?
Yeah. And also not just being honest that you might be making a mistake in terms of offending someone, mm-hmm. but making a mistake in terms of laughing at the same thing for different reasons with somebody accidentally. Yep.
Yes.
Like I'm laughing at someone's like, oh, I'm like a dark joke about something because I know that person went through it and I know I went through it. So yeah. I'm laughing at it because it's like just a dark joke to make light of a situation. And then you know that there's some asshole who's laughing at it because they're like, oh yeah, women belong in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, that's the worst. I wish I could kill you.
Yeah.
And this time I'm not joking.
Yeah. But again, it comes down to it, like whether or not you think nuanced about things or if you're really taking things for face value. Sometimes you have to take things for face value because it's just for face value. But I mean, like,
that's what you guys should be doing in your relationships, by the way, because you are giving way too many breaks to your man.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, take it from me.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Womp womp. One time I met this person, this girl, and she was a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to the Zodiac talk because I feel like this is so relevant. See, I don't want to just put out the word fucking community. Me already overanalyzing myself. See? Because the...
People ruined the word community. Yeah. You know who ruined it? People in corporate.
Dude, it's
those,
so real.
Those suits. Those people who wear GorpCore, who are actually suits dressed as GorpCore, they can suck my ass. I swear to God. I'm just so tired.
The community that you're speaking to, the community of hikers... but who work in stocks.
Dude, we should like rip into the fashion and art industry. See? Like in the next episode we will rip into it, so yeah, look out for that.
I was talking about the Zodiac
video.
See, I was talking about how I didn't want to say the word community because it's been so fucking co-opted.
Oh my
like
God.
The word community has no fucking meaning anymore. I'm
every
sorry.
Business that's like very basically just like a scam,
yeah,
or like close to it, they're all using the word community because they're like, don't say subscribers, don't say this, say community. That's what sponsors tell me to say.
I don't even know,
just so you know.
I don't even know what community means anymore. Like
whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, I want to shoot myself.
Who's the community in question? Like
who are we talking about?
Yeah,
whomst? Ryan and Brian?
Yeah.
Fucking Connor?
Trevor?
Travis?
Ugh. Travis. Oh, I was just gonna say this funny story of, like, one of my first ever jobs. I had met this girl, and she was really into the Zodiac stuff. And, like, I have no problem with that. I am not a hater of it. I think people being, like, hater...
It's a red flag when people are, like, hating?
Hating on, like, astrology.
On astrology? Those are
like,
freaks.
Especially if it's like men, it's like you just don't want girls to have anything to enjoy and
exactly
have fun. Like fuck you if you think that.
Exactly,
let people live their life. It's not harming anyone, like fucking chill. But I have to say, this was really funny. This girl, she was like, yeah, I'm a Scorpio. I'm like, okay, cool. And then she's like, yeah, it's that's why like I'm a Scorpio, so that's why I cheat so much. And I was like, me at 16, I'm like, I don't think that's how it works. Girl, like, you need to stop. Astrology in general. Astrology is not the reason why you do bad things. The reason why you do bad things is because you do bad things. So it's like, I don't believe in astrology to the point where I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to blame astrology for this person's actions. Like, no, I'm just going to judge you for what you do and what you show me.
Dude, same
here. Perchance?
Not just that, but you know when people are like, I'm just like this, I'm so fucked up, or like, I'm just like addicted to this, or I'm like, or they try to explain their actions by kind of like when they do something shitty.
Yeah.
They're always saying like, deep down, I'm a good person. I don't care what you are deep down.
Down.
I genuinely, you could be the most rotten person deep down, but if you're treating me well, I'm not gonna know.
Yeah.
Because I don't... I'm sorry, honey, but all the things that I care about is that you treat me right.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you're good deep down. Who gives a fuck about your deep down? Only you care about it. I don't.
It's like not gonna... At the end of the day, like, that is the thing that's not... It's not affecting anyone. But
and
maybe
also,
you're fucking mine, but...
Also, this is just a theory of, like, thinking that you are a layered person. That you have this good layer at the very middle, and that's why you deserve to be treated like a good person and not to take responsibility or whatever. And it's like, this is just a theory of how we function. We might not have that deep down. Maybe we don't have it, bitch. I feel like we might not at all, and that's okay. Like, and you are just what you do.
And if you're basing treating somebody right or like being good to somebody based on that hope that deep down something good in them is in there, like, I'm sorry.
That's what a lot of women like get caught up in, especially young women, until they figure out that like sometimes bad guys are just bad guys.
Bad
like,
people just are just bad people.
It's just he's an asshole. There's nothing you could do about it. You can't fucking fix him, honey. You can't, because he's been a cunt the entire time.
You know what? How about we judge people based on what they show us? Perchance, crushing turds.
That's what I'm saying. I only give a fuck what's on the surface.
Because like, that's actually such a hot take that people would hate to hear. But honestly, it's actually so fucking true. Why do I care about a mythical thing, a mythical being, a mythical soul that you say is deep down inside? Or you sometimes you don't even say it, right? It's like, why would I care about that? Like, why would I care about someone who doesn't exist? You know?
Mayhaps it doesn't exist at all. Like, I think it doesn't. You think it does. I don't. That's the thing also, you know what? What pisses me off about religion, all religions, is that they all have this, like, form of confessionals and erasing sins and other things like that. Just if you do it the right way, you can be fucking clean again.
Triggering.
And I'm just sitting there like, mayhaps don't do any of those shitty things. Like, the fact that you can kill someone then go and confess to it and it's fine is absolutely bollocks. I'm so sorry, but you know that religion was created by men. You know that was created by men, because they said, I could go and rape somebody and then be like, never mind,
forgiven,
God, sorry man. And is somehow supposed to fucking fix that? No, you're irredeemable, sorry.
I don't care if you're good on the inside, dog.
I don't care what's on the inside. I don't.
On the outside, you're a dog.
You're literally. You know, like, sometimes people are like, they think that
actually,
if
that's derogatory to dogs.
Dogs are nice.
I know some hater is going to be like, y'all are doing exactly what you're trying to criticize, saying a whole bunch of nothing. But you know what? It wasn't a whole bunch of nothing, because I enjoyed this. This was good for my soul.
Literally. But also, I don't think that there was a bunch of nothing, to be honest.
I don't think it was. Just my part. And that's fine.
No, we're perfect little angels.
I'm perfect.
This is what's on the surface, and it's quite nice. Easy.
Take me as I am.
Oh, I remembered. So that people always think that when you're talking about, like, deep down or whatever, like, they kind of imagine like this moody guy who like sometimes snaps or something, but he's like actually really nice to this one person or whatever the fuck. I am a difficult person. I'm a little bit snappy sometimes, a little mean. It happens, not to people I like, but just like in general. Just like, I have very little patience. I know these things about myself, so on the surface there are flaws, but just thinking about it, and I'm like, you guys are literally thinking that this person who's genuinely treating you like shit actually loves you, like, deep down. It doesn't, there's no deep down. I might be a little bit of an asshole here and there, but overall, on the surface, I'm actually pretty nice. But not nice, I'm kind. I think I'm a kind person, I'm not a nice person.
it's like what we always say, like, I'd rather have someone just be a straight up bitch. Like, if you're a dick, like, I'd rather have it just straight up.
Because you know? You can call it out or say that, like, we shouldn't be talking because of this or whatever. The fact that, like, it's, like, such a big cultural thing to be acting kind of, like, as if you don't dislike someone or whatever. But you're still acting like a dickhead. You sabotage them. You act like an asshole.
It's like, what is the point of that?
It's like, I can't even... Like, no one can throw a punch your way, basically. You're kind of, like, protecting yourself with the ambiguity of the situation. And I hate that, because it's like, I can feel that you're being an ass.
It, like, doesn't matter.
It's not. It doesn't matter if you're trying to, like, cover it up. It's still bad.
Just be you, baby. And if you're an ass, just be an ass. And then honestly, I'll just say bye-bye.
Honestly.
It's that easy.
But that's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because they need people around.
Yeah, they need people around.
Yeah.
It's true. They gotta keep some of it deep down.
Dude, that's the thing. I feel like I don't believe in it deep down just because I actually keep everything on the surface.
Yeah.
For the sake of just like kind of being like, there's nothing I need to hide.
Yeah.
If there's something shitty about me, like, you'll know it.
Yeah. Honestly, so fucking true.
And that's why that so many people are like, oh, Lisa is like scary or something, or like she said something or whatever. But it's like the worst thing that's in my mind.
Yeah.
So how bad am I really?
Exactly.
Because I can tell you that you definitely have a lot more shitty things that you think.
Yeah.
And because you don't say much.
Yeah. And honestly, how do you even live that way, really? Like, past the age of, like, I don't know, like, maybe 20? Like, everyone needs to stop pretending to be mysterious. Like, I don't know how you can live without, like, speaking your truth.
I know. I literally don't give a fuck if someone opens my Instagram and they're like, oh, she's, like, a simple bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so tired of everyone. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. No role models, no respect.
No respect, no role models.
No icons.
And not because I'm so cool, but because I feel like, you know, like, I have, like, I meet people who I respect, who are, like, older and they've gone through a lot and they kind of, like, their attitude can be admirable or something.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be thinking about them much past the conversation that we have together. Yeah. Maybe something that they said or something, but I'm not gonna be like, that person is literally, why can't I be like them? Because I don't know their day to day.
Yeah. It's like, there really isn't people who are like role model status, at least in my head. It's like, this world is too fucking obscure to like be, yeah, this person is like a really good fucking person. I'm gonna have their poster on my wall and admire them every day. Like, no.
I mean, I do have a person on my wall.
Yeah, but
on a
she's
poster.
Hot, sexy.
She's hot, sexy, yeah.
And talented. Like, yeah. That's fair. But you're not like, oh, you know what? I want to be just like Solgi. Aesthetically, yeah.
I don't know her, but her aesthetic, though. Her looks, bitch.
I would be down for that.
Her dancing ability, mayhaps. Mayhaps.
But in terms of like the trajectory of like
life and whatever,
yeah, like, and wanting to be somebody, like looking up to somebody like as like a moral or worldly role model, like, no, you're probably a capitalistic scum.
Genuinely, that's so fucking like depressing though.
Yeah, to think about.
Like, you just meet people who, the thing is, like, when you're
never
16,
meet your heroes.
Yeah, when you're 16, I'm like, okay, maybe you could be like a liberal and that's okay. Or whatever. You can't be a conservative and be okay. I'm sorry. That's just a knockout from me immediately. I will punch you. Because that's like Nazi level bullshit. Sorry. But like, okay, you're 16, liberal, whatever. But like, when you grow up and you understand like the economical mechanics of this, your society.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way in hell you can be just like, yeah, actually, not everyone deserves medical assistance.
Yeah,
that's nuts. I think you're bonkers.
Yeah, I think admiring, talk about this role model thing, like, I think you can like have role models like who are close in your life, like, oh, this friend or whatever, but I think like idolizing anyone who's gotten to the millions, to the billions, like have reached like really crazy like economic
prosperity
is always a red flag. Like, they're probably a terrible person.
They are a terrible person. But it's also funny because they are a terrible person because of how dumb they are.
Yeah.
That's a very special combination.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just terrible, but they have brains going on. No. They're dumb and they're mean.
Yeah, and they're terrible.
You gotta pick one. You can be both.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna tell you right away that these are incompatible. Because when you do both, girl, honestly, it's just kind of crime against humanity at this point.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like
that's why Musk needs to be fucking guillotined, because yeah, he's dumb and he's super rich.
Yeah, but that even filters into like being in the arts and being in the creative profession.
That's what we're gonna talk in the next episode,
because like, honestly, there is like, it's so hard to be a small creative and even look up to anyone's career at this point.
Yeah, because you think that they came from something, from humble beginnings, and then you look into them later when you have connections to actually hear about how they got it, how they made it, and you're shocked by how they didn't come from nothing.
The rags to riches story,
it was just marketing,
is a true rags to riches story is incredibly rare in the creative field. Do not so be fooled.
Say that it's almost 0%.
Yeah, it's
almost zero. I'm not even fucking kidding.
It's we got to talk about poverty core in the arts and all of that, because
we're gonna talk about it in the next episode because we're already at an hour. Have a great week, you guys.
Thank you for listening to a whole lot of nothing.
If you want to, I enabled voice submissions. Mm-hmm. You can leave comments either on YouTube or on Spotify as well. Like, you can leave responses if you want us to answer any questions in the future or cover any topics. And you can also just like send in audio stuff if you want to ask a question too. We can do that. So we'll see you next week when we're going to be talking about the arts and how fucked it is.
Yep. Get ready for that one.
We're going to rip the art and fashion industry a new one.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.